Let's bring Chris Ferrara on from the author of the book Liberty, the God That Failed, and also author of the Great Facade, two great books in the Founders Trade and Post, signed by Chris. Chris, what does error beget?
More error.
More error. So now we have social justice warriors who are now kicking out those that don't look like them. Even though they agree with them, it doesn't matter because they don't look like them. Are you surprised?
Not at all. This is the death throes of identity politics. This is something we really didn't analyze closely enough. I'll speak for myself. We had assumed that, well, we're reduced to 47%. That number is going to decline. They've got a statistical majority. They have the high populous cities. But we didn't really anticipate what is happening with the Democratic Party, that it's devouring itself by way of the identity politics. It's becoming a kind of a fringe movement. It always was a fringe movement, but now it's more widely perceived as such. Even within the Democrat Party, they're saying, hey, wait a minute, we have become a fringe movement. We need to move away from identity politics and start talking to real people again. That's something I really didn't see happening. That's why I had lost faith in the process. I thought we were involved in an inevitable decline. It may turn out that the decline has not, in fact, been arrested, but Trump shows promise of reversing the decline because of this implosion of the Democrat Party into the black hole of identity politics.
Now let's just talk for a minute about as they begin to eat themselves and devour their young like their tiger cubs. You know, they really are devolving back. You said this once on the show, Chris. They really are, in intellect, devolving back to they're trying to become animals. They're trying to rid themselves of their God-given the beauty of the gift of intellect and free will.
Well, this is what Aristotle says about man, the one rational animal, the man who is made for life in society, who has the capacity for speech, and what he called synderesis, the ability to make moral judgments. When man abandons his rationality, says Aristotle, he becomes the worst of the animals because he has a brain that is superior to that of any of the animals, and when he doesn't use it rationally, he becomes a beast, the worst beast of all. So this is what we're seeing. People are degenerating into nothing less than barbarians, murdering their own children and mutilating their bodies to change their sexes, and then attempting to impose these atrocities upon society as public policy. Well, thank God, it seems, a sufficient number of Americans in flyover country, if you put aside Los Angeles and New York, have said enough of this. And as I said in a previous show, we've inched back from the abyss. It remains to be seen whether we're going to keep moving forward and eventually fall into it. But for now, it seems we've been given a reprieve, haven't we?